You know how you get like a little curious, okay, let's be honest, nosy about what's going on in people's financial lives, but you can't really ask the question? Well, I thought today would be fun to tell you some of the bad things that I do with money. This idea came to me because recently I've been doing a lot of speaking engagements and workshops, and a common theme that comes up in these workshops is that audience members are asking for the specifics of how other people use, spend, and save their money. Now, as a therapist, I am bound by HIPAA to not spill the tea because that is an ethical violation, but I thought I could tell you how I spend some of my money in bad ways to help normalize that everybody does money differently and there's no one way to do money. If you're sick of all the abundance gurus who preach the power of mindset or financial experts who scold you for enjoying the occasional latte, then you are in the right place. The Mind Money Balance Show explores the intersection of mental health and money. We explore broader factors that impact your financial life as a whole. I'm your host, Lindsay Brian Podbin. I'm a financial therapist, woman of color, author, and founder of the company Mind Money Balance. When I'm not nerding out on the emotional and psychological side of money, you can usually find me walking my pup and listening to an astrology podcast or curled up with a giant bowl of popcorn watching Bravo TV. This show originally airs as a video on my YouTube channel. So if you hear me say things like, as you can see here, or click this, you'll have to head over to the YouTube link that's linked in the show notes to see exactly what I'm referencing. And if you want to jump into the community, you can join in on the conversation in the comments section over on YouTube. With that, let's go. Before I get into the things that I do that are not good with money according to the old guard, I want to be incredibly transparent that I have so much privilege in spending my money the way that I do. Yes, for sure, based on my familial background and also the fact that my partner and I are child-free by choice and that we don't have some of those expenses that come along with caregiving and raising children. We also are at this moment able-bodied, and that makes a big difference in being able to do some of these things and being able to be a little bit more frivolous. Please do not take me saying, oh, I get to do all these things and don't think about it, as me not being able to face the realities of the different privileges that I have and that I exist within. The first bad thing that I do with money is I play the lottery. I know, it's so weird to say. I know cognitively the odds of me ever winning the lottery are very, very, very small. I also know cognitively that putting $2 or $4 into something like a high-yield savings account or a Roth IRA a few times a year would be technically better than buying a lotto ticket. Here's the thing. I don't care. For me, I like to play the lotto probably 4 to 6 times a year, sometimes more, sometimes less, and it is so worth the $2 or $4 that I spend on that lotto ticket to dream about what life would be like with that windfall of money. It is almost always a really great conversation starter with my partner, or if I buy tickets when I'm visiting family and give out tickets, I love to ask the question of like, what would you do with this money? And as a therapist, I also love to put different disclaimers around it, like, what would you do if you had to give 50% away? Or what would you do if you couldn't give any money away? Or what would you do if you had to spend it all within 5 years? I find it so fascinating just to learn about people in that way. And I find all of that to be so fun and so worth the $2 or $4. And I really don't care that I could be earning more in other places or that the odds are that I will never win. So yeah, I play the lotto. Another bad habit that I have is I pay for a lot of streaming services. I love entertainment. I love television. And I don't think we should be ashamed to talk about the things that we like. And for a very long time, I was in the camp of you should only have one streaming service and you don't need to watch all the shows. And while there's like certainly a grain of truth, I believe we should all get outside and touch grass if we are able to do so and it's safe to do so. And at the same time, during the pandemic, like so many of us, I needed ways to keep my brain engaged and entertained and in a safe way and signed up for more of those streaming services. I think there is a lot of noise about how bad TV is for us and how it's rotting our brains. In particular, if you were raised by a Gen Xer or a boomer, you probably got that message. But I also think it's important to remember that the people who put out that content our writers, our artists, our costumers, our producers. Like, there's so much that goes into it. And yes, I love a lighthearted show that I can kind of turn my brain off to, but I also love the very intricate, big style shows. And I don't really care that I'm spending money on 3 streaming services when that's probably frivolous, according to a lot of people. If you are loving today's episode and want more, you can inquire about bringing me in to speak at your conference or to your organization. Simply head to mindmoneybalance.com/speaking to get in touch. I've tailored presentations for professional development days at regional healthcare organizations, personal finance content creators at large conferences, and financial self-care for employee resource groups. Reach out and let's start talking about what could be beneficial for your workplace or conference needs. Again, that's mindmoneybalance.com/speaking. Back to the episode. The other bad thing I do with money is spend money to take care of my body. Why is that controversial? I don't know, but a lot of the people in the world of personal finance think that anything that in particular people who are femme or are women do to take care of themselves is somehow frivolous. But I have been spending money for 9, coming up on 10 years, aside from the window of time deep during the pandemic, getting every other month facials. Is that a lot of money? Sure. Again, could I be putting it into a Roth IRA and enjoying it later? Also, yes. And I enjoy taking an hour or 75 minutes or 90 minutes every other month to rest, to relax, to practice self-care, and to take care of myself. Most of the times that is through facials. Sometimes it is through massage. But that is something that has been a part of my self-care routine since I was able to financially afford it. And again, this is something that so many people in the world of personal finance think is frivolous, but I also think it's important to note whose spending is deemed frivolous and whose is deemed exciting or necessary or a part of culture. So yeah, that's what I do, and I won't apologize for it. I also enjoy my free time and don't monetize it. As a financial therapist with a very long wait list, it would be very easy for me to open up my calendar and see more and more clients. But what I know would happen is that it would not take long for me to hit burnout. And not only would that impact the type of therapeutic care that I provide for my clients, but it also would not be good for me mentally, emotionally, physically. I think this emphasis on monetizing every single second of your day is both uniquely American and also a reflection of how flawed the systems are in that we exist in so many other parts of the world that we consider quote unquote developed. I have a problem with that term, but we're just going to use it for now. There is not this emphasis on having to grind and hustle all the time. And it is very easy when we have ways to earn more money, be it through things like driving for a car ride service or renting out a room in your house, especially if you are working on quote unquote getting better with money, you're going to be subjected to a lot of noise about the importance of squeezing dollars out of your free time. To be clear, I think there is a time and a place to monetize things or to side hustle. And I think if we look at it as short term, for example, if you want to save up for a trip and you want to earn an extra $500 a month, I think there's nothing wrong with adding in a side hustle or signing up for some of those services that can provide some additional income. But I don't think that it is healthy for any of us to be thinking about our time in terms of dollars when it comes to the time that we should be taking care of ourselves. Thankfully, I feel like there has been a renewed dialogue around where this 40-hour work week comes from and what a living wage is and the importance of not just earning money to earn money, but also making sure that we're taking care of ourselves. So that is something that I work on and work toward. I'm so curious if you and I share any bad money habits. It is so important to know that we're not alone. And I also hope that it was just fun for you to kind of hear a little bit about the different things that I do that I know I could be doing better. But because I have a healthy relationship with money, I know it's coming in, I know it's going out, I am making wise and informed decisions about where my dollars are going, even if that doesn't mean I'm maximizing every single dollar I spend. I find it's much better for my mental health and also good for me, both short term and long term.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please do me a favor and rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast player. This quick but meaningful action helps to support the show and helps others discover it too. I love connecting with my listeners, so if something resonated, take a screenshot of the episode and tag me over on Instagram at MindMoneyBalance. This podcast simply wouldn't be possible without the help of others. I want to thank RJ Basillo, who edits this podcast, and Liberty Sales, who helps market the show to help people who need it find it. The cover art and episode art design is by Jenny H. Design. Disclaimer, everything on this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Neither the host or guests are rendering legal, financial, accounting, mental health, investing, medical, or other professional advice. If you want professional help, please seek it out.